So here we are on another Natter That Matters, and this one really matters because today I'm here with Nikki Perfect, and I feel like I know her much better than I did before, as I've just finished reading a phenomenal book that Nikki has just launched, and I'm hoping she's going to tell us all about it, all about the launch, all about the book, how it all came about, and also what is next. So welcome to a Natter That Matters, Nikki. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much. Yes. Looking forward to having this. I've got my cup of coffee. We're good
Me too.
to go.
So introduce yourself. Obviously, people now know you've got a book. But yeah, tell people who you are and what your book's about, really.
Okay. So I'll just address the elephant in the room, which is my surname, because of course that is perfect. As my dad always used to say to my mum, he was born perfect and she only became it when she met and married him. So yes, he sadly we lost my dad last November, but he always tells that joke. So I always say it whenever I do anything in honor of him. And thank you very much for having me here, Vivian. It's lovely to be here. So yes, so the book is called Crisis, and it's a true story is based on my experience as a hostage and crisis negotiator in the Met, where I worked for 31 years, and the last sort of decade of that I was an international hostage and crisis negotiator. So happy to share whatever I can.
Yeah, it was incredible actually. Can I tell you also, and this is a true story, I'm not a massive reader. So, and I've been in people's books and still not read them. Sorry to all the people that have put me in their books and thanked me. So for me to pick your book up and in 3 days on holiday, read it from cover to cover and was completely and utterly spellbound, just fascinated by the intricacies of it all and what was expected of you back then. So yeah, so you're not doing that now. So tell me, so the kind of what's happened since then? So the book has been launched. Why did you do the book? How did that all come about? That's my question.
Yeah, so I did the book. So when I left policing in January 2018 after 31 years. Not because I wanted to or because it was the wrong thing for me, just because I'd done 31 years and I'd kind of reached retirement age. So I was very lucky, very fortunate to get a pension from policing when I left. And I had all these amazing experiences, especially as a negotiator, that I kept. First of all, I had always wanted to write a book. It's always been on my bucket list. I was like, I really want to write a book, but I don't know what to write it about. And then I was like, well, I've had these amazing experiences and I've learned so much. So one of the biggest lessons I learned from being a negotiator is that we all have a story. And you'll know this from the work that you do, but we all have a story. And when you listen to other people's stories or read about other people's stories, I personally always go away with something. I'm always like, oh, that's okay. That's okay. Because that person has had a similar or the same experience, or, oh, I never thought about life from that perspective. That's really interesting. So every time I did a negotiation and I'd walk away from the negotiation, and we always debriefed it, and there was always a lesson to be learned from how we negotiated, but there was always something to take away that I could then implement into training new negotiators. So in 2013, I became the director of UK training. So I was responsible, and I take my responsibilities really seriously, but I was responsible for training those people that wanted to be hostage and crisis negotiators. And so I was able to take those lessons and share them with those people. And then I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? I've left policing because I was a little bit lost. I didn't know who I was. I had a really random conversation, as you'll know from reading the book, with my local village garage where I was just had my Skoda in for a service. And I was just having a conversation. I'd retrained as a personal trainer. I've done a lot of performance coaching, which goes hand in hand with negotiating because very similar skills. Just when you're in a negotiation, it's life or death, and some people don't want to talk to you. That's kind of the only difference, really. And so I was like, well, I've had this amazing journey. What will I do? I'm going to write a book. Well, what am I going to write a book about? Well, I'll write about my life and just see if anybody's interested in the story of my life. And then I ended up going to the garage, picking my car up, talking to the lady that was the daughter of the owner at the time. And the conversation literally went a little bit like this: what are you going to do now, Nick? And I was like, don't really know. I've trained as a personal trainer. I've got this here, this hostage and crisis stuff. But I don't really know what I'm going to do about it. And she said, well, I used to be a personal trainer until I was helping dad in the garage. And I said, oh, that's really interesting. And he's winding down the Skoda sales size of it. And I'd really like a gym in the car showroom. And I thought that would be amazing because I don't live very far from there. So having a gym on my doorstep selfishly would be super. And I said, stick a coffee shop on it. That would be amazing. And she said, yeah, that's a great idea. She said, oh, by the way, it's for sale. And I was like, right, okay. So I literally came home and I spoke to my partner and I said, Jules, the garage is for sale. She said, buy it. I said, what? She said, yeah, buy it. I said, what are we going to do with it? She said, convert it into a coffee shop and a gym and keep the garage. And I was like, that's like a great idea. Let's do that. And that then became my purpose for the next 5 years. And whilst I was doing all of that and I was talking to people, I suddenly realized how I never realized before, but I suddenly realized that all the skills I was using as a hostage and crisis negotiator, I was using with my team, with my customers, with my family, with myself. And actually, when my customers come into any of the businesses within the little environment, they've all got a story. And so I was like, gosh, I can make a real difference here in my local community. I don't have to be talking to somebody at that level of crisis to still be able to make that difference. And I thought, that's amazing. And then I was like, why does everybody teach communication as a soft skill? Because actually, I believe it's a life-saving and a life-changing skill. And so I set up my own consulting coaching business to share those skills and bring people along on their journey, really, and to help them to develop.
Fabulous. And of course, I got a real strong sense of that community, that serving the community, that I suppose that stays with you. I mean, 30 years of doing that, realistically, it's probably never going to leave you. You know, things are just embedded in us, aren't they? So, yeah, so you're still serving them, serving people with what's right, actually what's right. It feels that very, very right, has to be all very right for you. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So where can people get hold of this book, Nikki? I mean, I feel very fortunate because you sent me a copy, so thank you. And it's well-travelled. And someone else has got it now in Greece. So I hope they're enjoying it as well. So, yeah, where can they get it? Where is it?
Thank you. Yeah, it's in Waterstones. It's on Amazon. It's in WH Smith's. And it's in Tesco's and Asda. So you can pick it up when you're getting your weekly shop.
That's it. That's what I'm doing. I'm off there to get it. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, I look forward to seeing that. I should take a photo and send it to you. I bet lots of people are doing that, are they? Because that whole feeling. Oh, I should have looked at the airport, actually, the Waterstones part. I bet you were there as well. Are you kind of in the charts yet? What's, you know, where is it at with the launch? How's it all going?
So, yeah, so it's been a bestseller on Amazon, which has been amazing. It's been in the top 30 at WH Smith. A friend of mine took a photograph of it. And I was like, goodness, because like there's like Richard Osman at number one. And I'm like a few rows down, there's my book, which was just, it's been phenomenal. It's been amazing. I'm still pinching myself, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, when you write about stuff that people are interested in, they buy it. They're quite straightforward. There's a lot of honesty. There's a lot of your own journey in there, which I think, I mean, I identify with, of course, completely and utterly around, you know, your relationships and the things that you couldn't do because of your career and the things you did because of your career. So, yeah, it really is a good read. I highly recommend it. And I don't think I've ever said that about a book ever in my life. So that says quite a lot about it. So I know you've been out and about as well, sort of campaigning and being interviewed. So how's that going? Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Yeah, so I have been lucky enough to be on radio and ITN News. My, you know, I was on Woman's Hour, which was on Radio 4, which was just phenomenal. And I've had lots of people, especially in my local area, who are coming up to me and going, I've just heard you on Woman's Hour. My postman, he came in and he was like, I've just heard you on my favourite programme. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, Woman's Hour, can I have a book? And I'm like, of course you can. So, yeah, so it's been really interesting. A lot of people have come up to me and said, I never knew. But why would you? So,
no. And I suppose it's not the sort of thing you talk about, you know, down the local pub or at a dinner party, is it? It's not the sort of thing that you would talk about naturally. But I'm just saying, it sounds like you're going into the stardom realms, Nick.
No.
I feel you'll stay grounded, but do you think there's another book? Do you think there's a sequel? I know it's probably quite early to. It's a bit like when someone has a baby and they say, you're going to have another one. And they're like, oh my God, no, it's been such a journey. But do you think there's more? Is there like, you know, another crisis? Is that the next one, you know? Or if that comes, I want some sort of credit for that.
Crisis two. I think my next book will be a kind of very practical how-to book. So something along the lines of, you know, how to negotiate with your teenager or how to negotiate with your team or how to negotiate with your boss. In fact, maybe even a mini series of those books.
Sounds around good.
And there's one story that I think I'd like to write more about in a fictional world, which is the chapter that is called 36 Hours. I think I could take that and make that into quite an interesting fictional book.
So, perfect. The author, is no less best-selling, award-winning. Yeah, so all good stuff. So, what happens next in your career, though? So, obviously, there'll be still being an author, but I mean, I'm not suggesting you're not going to make loads of money out of it, but it's very known in the business world that you have to be mega J.K. Rowling quite a success to make a really good income of it. So, how are you going to use that to springboard and help other people? So, I know that'll be your mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, and it might sound corny, but it's not. I haven't done it for the money. I've done it, but you know that. But for anybody that's listening, I haven't done it for the money. I did it because A, I wanted to write a book, but B, I wanted to share those stories to help other people. And so I'm really excited about 2024, actually. So I am going to be launching a brand new course whereby I'm going to be taking people on a journey from where they are now in their leadership. So focusing on leadership, so on mainly women entrepreneurs, business leaders, and I'm going to take them on a condensed hostage and crisis negotiation course where they'll
Wow.
learn some of those skills and be pushed out of their comfort zone, definitely, in some role plays, a lot of team building, lots of conversations to be had, and lots of personal development and growing within it. It will probably be 2.5 days. I'm going to look to run that 3 to 4 times a year. And then the other thing I'm going to be really focusing on is speaking, hopefully getting into some schools so that we can start talking to young people, because I really wish somebody had sat me down a lot earlier than I actually had the revelation of, okay, my brain's okay to work like this, and I'm okay, and I'm perfectly normal, whatever normal is. And to teach people to really sort of be present in conversations and start listening to what other people are saying and not be afraid to have difficult conversations, not to shy away from that, because that's where we should be. And they're the sort of conversations that we should be having.
Yeah, I that actually, having a conversation and to listen really came through in the book, because I know, I without giving too much away, like really the message came through for me of actually the importance of really listening to the people rather than just listening to solve a problem, which in policing that's very much is the case, whereas actually to really listen. And that really came through for me powerfully. And of course, as a coach, and I know that's what you do as well, that is the important part of it. It really was, it really did help me understand that in more. So, well, I wish you all the luck with it, and I hope the list of all the new books that come out as well, so I get alerted to them. Of course, you didn't self-publish either, did you? So you actually were chosen to publish through a publisher, which again is a real benefit. Yeah, do you think you'll go that route again, or do you think you'll self-publish? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, so I'm with HarperCollins. I've got an agent, and I never ever thought I'd have a published book with HarperCollins. So anybody listening, yeah, I know, it's just I never thought I'd be a hostage and a crisis negotiator. I never thought I'd run three businesses. So it's really interesting how life takes you, and that for me is the power of conversations when you're talking to people. There's an opportunity there, but you have to be there to grab hold of the opportunity. And I always find that life chucks opportunities at you quite a few times until you start to listen, and then you have to make a choice. Am I going to go with it, or am I not going to go with it? And so back to your book question. So I'd written this book, and I'd had some help from some amazing people. And then I was like, do I self-publish, or do I try and get an agent and go with it? Publishers. I was like, no, I want somebody to publish it for me. So I made that decision. And then I was like, right, well, how am I going to do that? So I spoke to a friend of mine, Georgia, who runs her own sort of business. And she said, oh, I don't really know anybody, but I know of this person because she helped another client of mine. Look her up, see what you think. So I looked her up, and I found that her values seemed to be aligned with mine in the books that she was interested in. I just wrote an email just off the bat. I literally just went, yeah, I was just like, hi. I was literally, and I titled it, and I was like, what's going to capture her imagination? Because I bet she, this is one thing I've learned as a negotiator, always put yourself in the other person's shoes and look at the world from their perspective. And that has helped me in so many ways. So I thought, what would she be thinking? Because I bet she gets hundreds of emails probably daily thought, how can I capture it? So I literally wrote in the headline, communication is not a soft skill, it's a life-saving, life-changing skill, and here's why. And that was it. And she phoned me the next day and said, thank you for your email. And I said, great. And so she was brilliant. And yeah, she put me in contact with HarperCollins. They liked the book. So yeah. So whether I go self-published or through them on the next one will depend whether they want to pick the next one up or whether I go self-published. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wish you all the luck with it. Like I say, very rarely I read a book cover to cover, full stop. Really. My wife was like, what's going on? You're still reading that book. Hello, I'm over here. We're on holiday. I was like, I know. I can't put it down. I literally couldn't put it down. I was like, by the pool, at dinner, like at the beach. It was like, yeah, you're really crazy. So I highly recommend it. And Nikki, I really look forward to seeing what happens next. I think there's a real need for what you do when you do it from the heart, which is exactly what you do. So thank you very much for being here. And we will watch you with anticipation. Thank you for being on Atta That Matters. And if you want to be on an Atta That Matters, then drop me a message and I can send you a link and you can fill out a form and be here with me having a good old chat. If you want to get in touch with Nikki, there's some links underneath here where you can, of course, buy her book, get in touch with her on social media, maybe you can interview her as well, as we need to spread the word and help us all be as successful as we possibly can. Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Thank you.